The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Investors Pile into the Accelerating Electric Vehicle Market. Since 2013, the sale of electric vehicles, EV, in the United States has grown by an average of 25% a year, a stunning figure when compared to the anemic 1.4% overall growth of the U.S. auto market over the same interim. Despite the stellar growth rate, EV sales only account for a minuscule 2% share of the U.S. automobile market, but are projected to exceed 20% of annual vehicle sales by 2030. With a tenfold increase in market share expected over the next decade, market penetration has just begun, and there's clearly still enormous upside. In a bold foray into the electric vehicle market, NetElement Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol NETE, recently announced the execution of a definitive merger agreement to merge with Mullen Technologies Incorporated, a Southern California-based EV company. Mullen currently has 7 retail locations in California, 1 in Arizona, and expects to launch a luxury sports car in the first half of 2021. With leading EV brands such as Tesla Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol TSLA, Nikola Corporation, NASDAQ ticker symbol NKLA, NIO Incorporated, NIO on New York Stock Exchange, and Workhouse Group Incorporated, WKHS on NASDAQ, driving consumer interest within the segment, NetElement looks to capitalize on the growing fervor for high-quality electric vehicles and drive shareholder value. One look at the sporty, luxurious Dragonfly K50 indicates that NETE is on the right path. NetElement Incorporated and Mullen Technologies Incorporated executed a definitive agreement to merge on August 5, 2020, and is currently pending shareholder and NASDAQ approval. The electric vehicle market is set to grow to 56 million vehicles per annum by 2040, raising from a mere 2 million per annum today. By focusing on electric SUVs and solid-state battery technology, NetElement and Mullen Technologies have carved out an attractive and unique consumer niche for their product. Pending merger with Mullen Technologies Incorporated. NetElement Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol NETE, legacy business model has been firmly centered within the fintech space, with the company operating a payments-as-a-service transactional model and value-added services platform for small to medium enterprises in the U.S. and selected emerging markets. NetElement has plans to divest itself of its payments processing business and portfolio to transform the company into a pure-play electric vehicles manufacturer going forward. Quote, we feel, after considering an array of strategic alternatives, that the agreement with Mullen provides our shareholders with the most compelling opportunity, said NetElement Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Oleg Fehrer. We conducted an extensive search of companies that have disruptive technologies and believe that Mullen represents the best path forward. COVID-19 has created a unique set of challenges for our payment processing business, as many of our payment processing customers are located in the Northeast, which has been hit especially hard by the coronavirus. We expect that the merger with Mullen will create a new path forward that should reward our longtime shareholders. End quote. Electric vehicle manufacturing plant. Unusual for an industry segment where most car makers sink in billions of dollars in EV startup investments, Mullen Technologies expects to spend less than $400 million and take only 24 months prior to bring its initial electric vehicles to market. To this end, Mullen extended its letter of intent with the West Plains Airport Authority DBA S3R3 Solutions and executed a letter of intent with Axiom Financial for $135 million for the funding to acquire and build out the electric West Plains plant. The company expects to begin production by 2022 and enter the electric sport utility vehicle SUV market with the launch of the MX-05, a mid-size luxury SUV that will be featured as a battery electric vehicle. Mullen has created a different business model to enter the EV market with core tenets that include fast-to-market, highly efficient, ready and proven initial platform leveraging, an existing vehicle, and designed for global market needs. Development reduced from 4 years to 24 months. And complemented with a portfolio of competitively priced vehicles in the fast-growing electric SUV market. Once complete, Mullen Technologies expects to begin using the West Plains facility to manufacture and assemble its revolutionary Dragonfly K50 electric sports car. Initially featured at the New York International Auto Show in April 2019 and winner of the Governor's Choice Award at the 2019 Balboa Bay Club's Classic Auto Show, the K50 has been designed in conjunction with Mullen's partners at CH Auto. With over 1,000 vehicles already sold in China following its launch in August 2019, Mullen expects to begin retailing the car in the United States during the first half of 2021. Following in Tesla's footsteps. In the interim and ahead of the launch of its West Plains facility, Mullen Technologies has pursued a number of avenues in raising the required capital needed for the project, including seeking an advanced technology vehicles manufacturing loan from the U.S. Department of Energy. Quote, "It's a loan program for vehicle technologies that get better than the median or average miles per gallon," end quote, explained Todd Coleman, executive director of the West Plains Public Development Authority. Notably, the Department of Energy's loan program was also initially used by Tesla, with the company being granted a $465 million when they were first getting started in early 2010, and has also been availed of by car makers such as Ford Motor Company and Nissan North America. The booming electric vehicle market. According to Bloomberg NEF's Electric Vehicle Outlook report published last year, electric vehicles are set to make up for more than half of global passenger car sales by 2040, with passenger EV sales to rise from 2 million worldwide in 2018 to 56 million by 2040. Meanwhile, conventional passenger vehicle sales are expected to more than half, to 42 million by 2040 from 85 million today. Whilst the growth of the EV market has been predicted to lead a marked reduction in automobile emissions, with Bloomberg foreseeing a reduction in gasoline and diesel demand by an estimated 13.7 million barrels per day within the next decade, it is also set to drive a surge in demand for lithium-ion batteries, which will rise from 151 gigawatt hours in 2019 to 1,890 gigawatt hours by 2030. Inevitably, the exponential growth rate projected for the use of lithium-ion battery technology is also set to lead to a huge and simultaneous expansion in the mining of cobalt, nickel, and lithium, key raw materials used in the manufacture of lithium-ion-powered batteries, which in turn have led to rising concerns of the environmental impact resulting from the mining activities. Mullen's environmentally friendly and powerful automotive solution. Mullen Technologies has sought to address these concerns ahead of the launch of its flagship MX-05 SUV, a fully electric midsize luxury SUV which will be launched as the carmaker's flagship car model by 2022. Designed to capitalize on the surge in demand for SUVs and pickups in the United States, sales of which grabbed a record 70% of the market in 2019, Mullen's mid-sized MX-05 will form part of a three-model range, which will ultimately include both compact and large-sized SUV options. Remarkably, Mullen has chosen to power its electric SUV offering through the use of solid-state battery technology. The batteries, which will provide a significant enhancement in performance relative to the ubiquitous lithium-ion batteries in use by most EV makers today, will allow the vehicles to extend their target range to as much as 640 miles on a single charge, as compared to an average 325 miles for lithium-ion battery-powered vehicles, whilst enabling the SUVs to be driven in temperatures ranging from negative 40 degrees centigrade to 60 degrees centigrade. Most notably, the solid-state batteries will also be fully synthetic, voiding the need for additional mining of natural resources and further reinforcing the company's environmentally friendly credentials. Electric vehicle space sees deluge of investor interest. A common denominator for the U.S.-listed automotive sector thus far in 2020 has been the share price performance of electric vehicle manufacturers relative to their more conventional counterparts. Tesla, Nikola Corporation, NIO Incorporated, and Workhorse Group have all seen their market values rise by over 100% over the first half of the year, with Tesla recently usurping Toyota to become the world's most valuable automaker, in spite of the electric car maker only delivering 367,500 electric vehicles in 2019, less than 4% of Toyota's total. Through its planned merger with Mullen Technologies, NetElement expects to join this select group as institutional investors and market participants to compete to gain earlier access to the disruptive corporations which are rapidly changing the state of the global automobile market. Following its merger, NetElement will focus on the U.S. electric SUV market, which has been forecast to grow to an addressable market size of $38 billion by 2026, representing an annualized growth rate of 40%, according to consultancy IHS Market. With the company's management targeting the production of an aggregate 75,000 electric SUVs by 2025, accounting for an estimated 3% of total forecast U.S. electric SUV sales volumes, NetElement's future revenue growth and earnings potential seem to be extremely promising. A bright future. U.S. equity investors have been focused on rewarding pure-play electric vehicle companies, which are able to capitalize on the explosive growth in EV demand whilst foregoing the distraction of a pre-existing conventional automotive business. Following its planned merger with Mullen Technologies, NetElement seems poised to catapult itself into the select tier of listed EV manufacturers in the United States. And if it is able to execute on its plan to manufacture an aggregate 75,000 electric SUVs by 2025, the company will firmly establish its place as one of the largest pure-play electric vehicle manufacturers in the world. Quote, "We believe the timing of this merger is ideal for Mullen Technologies," said Mullen Technologies CEO and founder David Mitry. "We look forward to working with the NetElement team to complete the merger as quickly as possible." End quote.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.